Hello, you guys, and welcome to another episode of Fangirl Report with me, your host, Emma Heron, your very own certified fangirl. My dumbass boyfriend is in the background of this video singing, even though I just told him I was recording. So please ignore him. And on top of that, my cat's freaking automatic feeder just went off the second I hit record. And so they're going to be eating their food in the background. I just need you to ignore it. Okay, thank you so much. So welcome back. Happy long weekend to those of you who are off, to those of you who are working tomorrow. I am so sorry, but I will be off. So thank you. Thank you so much. So I'm just going to dive right in. There are some things that I would love to discuss with you. First things first, Renee Rapp's new album came out. And I haven't listened to it enough to come to like a solid opinion. What I do know so far is that it is good. I love it. Thank you so much. Again, I don't even have like a favorite song to tell you yet, but it's really fabulous. I think it's going to be a really top tier album. I think it's going to be really good live, especially as she is going on tour. One thing I am very upset about, however, is that her Toronto stop is for All Things Go Festival, so we don't even get a full set, which is really upsetting. And it's at Budweiser Stage. I have my own opinions of Budweiser Stage. I don't love it. I think it's kind of a shitty venue. It's hard to get there. You have to walk a marathon in order to get there. And getting out of it sucks. I mean, getting out of any venue sucks. So like, I can't really like say anything there. But I am just sad that her tour stop is for a festival. It's fine. I don't have tickets to All Things Go Toronto, but maybe I will try. I'm not sure. I'll keep you posted on that. And another thing, Subway, The Subway by Chapel Roan is out now. I am so excited about this song. I have been waiting for it. And my first impressions, I'm obsessed with it. I've listened to it lots. So I think it's really, really good. And I saw Chapel talking about it. I don't know how old the video is, but I know she was talking about like demo-itis and how like everybody falls in love with the demo and that when the actual track comes out, it doesn't feel as good. I don't think that demo-itis occurred for this release. I think it's still really good. I think the demo and like that one time she performed it live, I don't remember at what festival, but she performed it live at a festival and it was so fantastic. It's a great song to do live and I can't believe she's got the chops to be able to do that. It's crazy. She got away. She's got away. She's got away. She's got away. She got away. She got away. That's been me the last 3 days since Thursday evening. That's been me. So the fat girl, she's got the chops for that. And I freaking love that for her. So Subway is out. I really love it. I hope that one day I get to see her live. And I was talking to a girl the other day. And she went to see Olivia Rodrigo when Chapel was opening for her. And I was so jealous because I never went to the Olivia Rodrigo shows in Toronto. And I wish so bad that I was able to because I fear that that was my only chance to see Chapel perform in Toronto. I don't think that is ever going to happen unless by the grace of God, she releases another album and then does like a big tour and comes to Toronto, maybe Scotiabank Arena, perhaps Budweiser Stage, perhaps. Again, y'all know how I feel about Budweiser Stage, but like it is what it is. So I don't think that it's in the cards for me to see Chapel perform live unless, again, she does a tour. We'll see. But I do fear that that was my chance to see her, especially in such a small setting, because I think she was at Massey Hall, wasn't she? But then I think she was at Massey Hall, and then I think she was at Scotia, but I don't remember. What even ever, it doesn't even matter. And so I've been loving that song. I've been loving Renee Rapp. I think that's all of the new music that's out right now. Of course, I've still been listening to my cat's eye. I've been listening to Hands Off Gabriella. And Gabriella, listening to that, listening to my gnarly, all that good stuff. Still listening to K-pop Demon Hunters because it's good. And I'm gonna die on that hill. Thank you so much. And it's been so crazy to see how that fandom has been kind of evolving. Insane. Okay, now in more current news, the bread and butter, the meat and potatoes of this episode is the new... the new... And if you follow me on TikTok, I've discussed this a little bit. The new Zootopia trailer came out. The Zootopia 2 trailer is out. And let's just say, when the first Zootopia came out, Mr. Nick Wilde took the world by storm, and since then has graced many of Hear Me Out cakes on the application of TikTok. And so... and so now we've been knowing that there was a second Zootopia in the works. I didn't really know the details of that release and like kind of what the plot was going to be about. But since then there's been the talks and now there's been the trailer release. And so once again, everybody is going nuts over Nick Wilde. And can I just say, I understand. I get it. The way that they were sitting in that meeting, the way he's just lounging in that chair, his stupid little smirk, the voice, the mannerisms, like just like his essence, I understand. Okay? I feel you and I understand you. And I think that the animators of Disney, they knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing in that animation room. And to be in the room where it happens, they knew what they were doing, and they knew, okay? And that's all I need to say about that. And so it looks like it's going to be a pretty good movie. The one guy is going to be in that. Yep, the one guy. You know exactly who I'm talking about. I don't want to mispronounce his name. Ki-Hwan. Y'all know what I'm talking about, and I'm so sorry for butchering the pronunciation. Don't cancel me. Thank you so much. And please don't cancel me, because I love him. I think he's the sweetest man on the planet of this earth. He's gonna be in it, so that's really exciting. So we've got all like the other voice actors in that as well. But there's just something about a Nick Wilde moment that really just is satisfying. It just checks all the boxes. You know what I mean? And so when that trailer came out, and I sat down and I watched it, and I posted a TikTok about it, it just had me thinking about all of the other animated crushes that I have had over the years, okay? And so I thought it would be really fun to, you know, touch on that and go over really who I was simping over. Just really get into it. And so I've got a nice little list going on here. And I think that we should just get right into it. And I don't need any judgment here, because I know you bitches are going to agree with me on a lot of these. Thank you so much. I do have one that's just absolutely outrageous, but we'll get there. Okay. So of course we've got our Nick Wilde from Zootopia. There's something about an animated fox that has a lot of riz. Okay. And Nick Wilde is that, an animated fox with way too much riz for his own good, okay? So, of course, he's on the list. There's not going to be any specific order to this. Like, no... Maybe I could rank them. That might be fun. So, Nick Wilde, 10 out of 10. Okay, obviously. Now, I need y'all to hear me out for a second. Let's talk about Diego from Ice Age for a second. And I know y'all know what I'm talking about! There is something about Diego from Ice Age. It's the same thing. The voice actor had a hot voice. Let's just be real with ourselves here. And I feel like it's very similar with the kind of mannerisms and just like the body language and like his tone. It's very similar to Nick Wilde in that he's just like kind of a cocky guy. He just knows what he's doing, okay? And I just really enjoyed that. So of course, Diego from Ice Age is on that list. If you disagree with me, no, you don't, because the girls get it, okay? And also on TikTok, I have seen lots of Hear Me Out cakes on TikTok with Diego from Ice Age on it. Thank you so much. Okay, just y'all don't understand. Okay, whatever. It is what it is. My next boy that I would like to talk about is Hiccup from but I need y'all to hear me out here. Listen to me. Hiccup from How to Train Your Dragon, the first movie, He was cute, okay? He was cute, awkward, one of them like skinny white boy moments where he's just kind of nerdy, he doesn't really know how to talk to girls, and there's just something about that that's really charming, okay? And so I can get behind that. However, Hiccup from How to Train Your Dragon 2? Can I just say? He has this mask on, okay? And he's flying with Toothless, and he gets to a new island that he starts drawing onto his map. He takes that motherfucking mask off. Mask off! Okay, mask off! And it's the most gorgeous animated boy I have ever seen in my entire life. Freaking more grown up, more teenage Hiccup in How to Train Your Dragon 2 is, oh my god, the glow up is insane. And don't even get me started. There's, okay, you know how like there's that Jurassic Park moment? It is so classic where they're in the freaking Jeep and there's no roof on the Jeep and they see the dinosaur and the guy gets up and the girl is like, what are you talking about? And he goes like, turns her head and she's like, oh my god. It was, oh my god, my freaking hair, that's ridiculous. It was the freaking same vibe for that freaking moment on the island where Astrid meets him there at the new spot that they're right mapping down. And it's the same thing where he grabs her face and he's like, look, bitch, are you kidding me? Are you joking me at this very moment in time? And then the part where he like grabs her waist and girl, goodbye. Hey, where did all that riz come from? Where did all that riz come from? I would love to know. So that was crazy. The glow up in not even his, just his looks, but the glow up in just like how, like his confidence and like his self-esteem, just like he glued up and got, he was so hot in that movie. Stop, I can't even right now. Oh, okay. Thank you so much. That's enough. We need to move on. So, okay, this, I would like to think that Hiccup and How to Train Your Dragon 2 is very adjacent to the next character on my list, and I know for a fact that I don't even need to for 1 second explain this. The girls are going to understand, and that is Jack Frost from Rise of the Guardians. Thank you! Thank you! I just spat because I'm so passionate about this. I don't even have to explain myself. The girls know. Jack Frost from Rise of the Guardians. Oh, y'all, I need to look this up. I need to just see him for a second. When this movie came out, and let me tell you, this is a Christmas movie. It's technically a Christmas movie. I need to discuss with you that I would watch this year round just to see freaking Jack Frost from Rise of the Guardians. He was so fine. And I remember like in this era of this movie, people were writing fan fiction about him and Elsa. Like, he's so hot. And the fact that he's voiced by none other than Chris Pine, you're kidding me. And like, I didn't even think that, like, okay, you know in the movie how there's like that flashback scene that kind of explains to how Jack Frost became Jack Frost and like he had the brown hair? Bitch, I don't fuck with that. Bitch, I fuck with the Jack Frost with the freaking staff and the white hair. That's the Jack Frost that I fuck with. He is so good. And just like, he's good with kids. First of all, he's good with kids. And he's just like, oh God, again, I know that I don't have to explain this for 1 second. I know that I don't. Okay. Thank you so much. And so, you know what? And along with that, I'm going to say it. The Easter Bunny in that movie is hot too. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Hugh Jackman voiced the Easter Bunny in that movie, and dare I say that he is hot too. Yes, he's this giant Australian bunny. Dare I say it, he's hot too. Thank you so much. And I know I don't have to explain it, okay? And I'm pretty sure that, okay, I did a Hear Me Out cake with my friends a while ago. I'm almost certain that I put him on it. Because yes. Thank you so much. It's Hugh Jackman. Hey, it's Hugh Jackman. Thank you so very much. So I know that I don't have to. I know that you guys get that, okay? And I don't have to feel shame for that one. I know that y'all are with me on that. Thank you so much. So that's that. There, Danny Phantom is also very adjacent. I would say very adjacent to that as well. I feel like Danny Phantom is very Jack Frost. Is that like fair to say? I would say so. I would say that's fair. So Danny Phantom is hot too. I'll say it. Thank you so much. Another one that's kind of crazy. Okay, before I get to the really crazy one, guys. Before I get to the really crazy one, let's talk about Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. First of all, that is one of the, I'm sorry, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs is one of the most amazing movies. I have to watch that, actually. I would love to rewatch that. It's funny. There's a leak in the boat. There's, what's that TikTok? There's a TikTok of this girl interviewing, I think it was Coco Jones or something like that. And like they asked, okay, it was this beautiful black girl who was being interviewed on the red carpet. And the question was, what's your comfort like rewatch movie or something? And she's like, you know what? I'm going to say it. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. And then the interviewer goes, there's a link in the boat. And she goes, you're so legit. And yes, it is so legit. I need to rewatch that movie actually, because I think it's really hilarious. And Flint Lockwood. Okay, Flint Lockwood. Kind of similar to Hiccup in the first How to Train Your Dragon. If you like just an awkward, adorable, lanky, skinny little white boy with crazy hair and permanent shoes on his feet, then Flint Lockwood is for you. Like, he's smart, he's inventive, he's a little kooky and fun. He's voiced by Bill Hader, which in my opinion, I think Bill Hader is hot. I'm gonna say it. Thank you so much. I'm not going crazy, right? I need to make sure, I'm looking it up and I'm going to make sure that I'm not going insane, that Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs was, in fact, he was voiced by Bill Hader. I'm almost certain. Yeah, Bill Hader. And in my opinion, I'll say it, Bill Hader is hot. And Andy Samberg is in that movie as Baby Brent too. Oh my God, I love that. No, Bill Hader's hot and I'll die on that hill. Thank you so much. I just think he's funny and funny men are hot. It's the same with Nick Kroll. It's like the funny men effect. Okay, thank you so much. Anyways, so Flint Lockwood, like I didn't really have like a big crush on Flint Lockwood, but like I can just really appreciate the character. And yeah, thank you so much. And what's, okay, I'm gonna get into an outrageous take, okay? And if y'all don't get it, listen, I understand. There, this is a short king, which usually I don't really go for a short king, but there was something about this particular short king just really did it for me when I was a kid. You guys are gonna judge me so hard, and I think that's okay. I think that judgment for this is really acceptable, and I will take that, okay? Just please hear me out. There is a film, an animated film, called Wreck-It Ralph. And it's not Ralph, but it's Fix-A-Felix Jr. Oh my God, I feel so ashamed to say this. I had the fattest crush when I was a child on Fix-It-Felix Jr. from Wreck-It Ralph. Guys, I don't know what it is. The cats are going nuts. I don't know what it was, but he was like a sensitive, like he was like almost like a feminist, where he just like appreciated women, and like the dynamic between, my cat is growling right now over somebody at the door. I think it's a package. Anyways, something about the dynamic between, I don't even remember her name. All I remember is Sue Sylvester. Who is her voice actor? This is absurd. Why can't I remember her name? Wreck-It Ralph 2012 was such a good era, you guys. What the fuck? Jane Lynch, okay? Something about Sergeant, what is her name? Call? I don't even remember. Jane Lynch and freaking Fix-A-Felix Jr. Something about their dynamic, where he can appreciate a strong, independent woman and lets her shine in that, but also will, like go and save her if she needs it. There was just something about that. Remember the scene where, I don't even remember how it went, but basically he, like, lifted her up and, like, saved her from something, and just, like, the way that he was, like, holding her and then, like, helping them up or whatever, and y'all know what I'm talking about! Y'all know what I'm talking about, okay? So there was just something about a man who can fix stuff. And his voice actor, Jack McBrayer, I love him. He's so funny, and he's in everything. Guy, I need y'all, I just need y'all to hear me out, okay? And yes, Fix-It-Felix Jr. was on the Hear Me Out cake that I did with the girlfriends a while back, and I'm just gonna need y'all to hear me out, okay? And that is it. No, I had a list here, and I freaking, what did I do? Oh my God, anyways. So, I think that's most of my highlights. I need to pull up my list again just to make sure. But that was most of my highlights. I mean, of course, for all the bisexual queens out there, Shego from Kim Possible, that's a good one. There was that guy from, what is it, El Dorado or something like that? No, I don't think it's El Dorado. There's that freaking old Disney movie with that hoe with the glasses. The Jonathan Bailey type with the slutty little glasses. I'm almost positive. Just give me one moment, you guys. El Dorado movie. That's what it's called, is it not? Okay, it's definitely not that movie. No, El Dorado has the that girl in it that everybody simps over. It's like the Atlantis movie or something. And guys, just hear me out. We need to work with this. Disney, it was like Atlantis. Oh, it literally was just called Atlantis. And that, yes! Here he is. What is his name? Milo? Voiced by Michael J. Fox? No wonder why I think that animated character is hot. This is actually a good segue. I just saw Back to the Future the musical the other day. It was literally yesterday. And so, when I first saw Back to the Future for the first time, I was probably like 11 or 12. And I had a fat crush on Marty McFly in that movie, okay? I had a big fat crush on him, which meant I had a big fat crush on the guy playing Marty in the musical. By the way, the musical was fantastic. It was so good. The effects were fabulous. And so it makes perfect sense that I have a crush on this animated character because he's voiced by Michael J. Fox. His name is Milo from Atlantis, the Disney movie. This is Disney, right? Yeah. And he's got like the slutty little glasses, like the Jonathan Bailey style slutty little glasses. So that's absolutely on the list. And that's about it, I think. I think that's all. And can we just talk about for a moment that people had a crush on Spirit, the horse? That's crazy. I mean, I understand. But like at the same time, I feel like that's something I can't get behind because that movie, for me, like, I had it as, like, the VHS tape. That was, like, one of my go-to comfort movies when I was a kid. Like, when I was a kid, I was, like, prone to getting horrible coughs, especially in the nighttime, where I would just blow into a coughing fit all night long. And so, if I ever got sick or I couldn't sleep, like, my mom would take me down to the living room and we would put that movie on. So, I feel like for that reason, for the sentimental value, I cannot get behind that animated crush, but I understand. I see y'all and I understand y'all. And that's it. I think that's really about it. And some of these I know y'all are going to understand. I know Fix-It-Felix Jr. is a big stretch. I understand that. And I acknowledge that. Okay. And that's about it. I think I'm going to leave it there. Please, I would love to know your list of animated crushes that you have had over the years. Tell me your favorite animated characters, who you've had a crush on, your outrageous ones, your common ones that everybody has, and just let me know. Let me know what y'all think, and I would love to hear from you. And that's about it. So please subscribe, like this video, and I really love to talk to y'all. So I want to start incorporating more like interactive maybe segments to this channel, whether that's like a Google form that I can have people answer, or if I can just do like, I don't know, something of the sort. So if you have any ideas, let me know and just comment, say hello. I would love to chat with y'all. And other than that, that's it for me. So have a wonderful long weekend again, and I will talk to y'all next week, and I love you, and stay safe, and yeah, bye-bye.